The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now, I invited my friend Dave Wilson on the program today. We're going to be up against a break in a moment, so we'll talk for a moment with him and carry him through. But Dave is an ally in Columbia. He is the president of Palmetto Family Council, the state's largest pro-family policy advocacy group. He's always at the State House. I think he stalks me at the State House. He certainly stalks most members, but I think he likes to stalk me the most. This is Dave Wilson, the president of the Palmetto Family Council. Welcome into the show, sir.
You know, if you really want to talk about stalking, I really feel like so many times we get down here, and especially yesterday, Senator, because we had hundreds of people down at the State House about the abortion law debate that was started yesterday. And it was so interesting because we had everybody from Planned Parenthood. When we would just go out there, we're just handing out water just to get people hydrated, you know, and I had a person, an escort from Planned Parenthood, stalking me everywhere I walked across that entire campus, telling people, don't listen to this guy, don't listen to him. And I was like, really? This is the epitome of free speech right here, you know? And it's Free Speech Friday, so I'm grateful to be able to have free speech here on the air with you.
Well, Dave, I mean, it's interesting. I'm not a member of the House, and the hearings yesterday on abortion were for the House committee, so I wasn't there. But I've talked to my staff in Columbia, and they told me that there were snipers on the roof of the State House, that we had SWAT teams around the building. And even when we were there last week, we were there just before the 4th of July, the Senate and the House, to deal with budget vetoes. And that was the day or so after Roe had been overturned. And I brought my little boy with me. My son was with me that day. And I really almost regretted it. I'm glad he came to see the way the government works and to spend time with me in Columbia. But we had SWAT team members all around the building. In fact, at one point, the Planned Parenthood protesters, the folks that were supporting the pro-abortion position, were so loud and aggressive in the lobby that to the doors of the South Carolina Senate chamber, the SWAT teams were having to hold the shields up to block them from breaking into the doors of the chamber, kind of like they did in Arizona. So it's amazing to me that these folks preach tolerance and acceptance when they're anything but tolerant and accepting of any opinion that doesn't agree with them.
Absolutely. And I think the other part about it that is just so interesting is their complete lack of understanding that the Supreme Court of the United States of America took the argument out of the federal hands and put it into the hands of state and local governments so that they could actually bring their redress of grievances closer to home and actually debate this. If you go up and ask, do you agree with the Roe versus Wade decision? They're all going to sit there and go, no, not. I mean, they were chanting yesterday, separation of church and state, and my body, my choice, my vote, my voice, my vote. And it was just this frenzy almost that was going on. And yet they don't understand that the impact that you can have on state legislation is so much more impactful than the arguments and fights that you can try to have in Washington with 535 members of Congress or 9 people in black robes at the Supreme Court. And this is democracy at work. I love it when people want to turn around and say, you know, this is killing democracy, a threat to democracy. And they're like, no, it's actually making democracy more powerful and our ability to have a voice in the argument more important than ever before.
Well, and Dave Wilson, I know in your capacity as president of Palmetto Family Council, you're on the tip of the spear, so to speak, when it comes to what the state's response to Roe will be. We're up against a break in a minute, but I'm going to hold you through the break to talk about one other issue. But this is a funny thing. You're going to have a senator ask you, what do you think the Senate and the House are going to do? I know what I think we're going to do, but as president of Palmetto Family Council, what do you think we're going to do?
I think that we're actually looking at a strengthening of the laws in South Carolina that are going to make having an abortion even more restrictive, and it needs to be because we need to be valuing life. And I think the thing that I heard yesterday that was just so sad was I had a woman that we were in a discussion. It wasn't an argument or debate, but a discussion. And she said, well, you know what? These children are going to be born, and they're just going to be wards of the state. And I sat there and I thought, there is the issue. These are people who believe that it is the government's responsibility to raise our children, It's what you talked about earlier today. You know, the 16,000 hours that our children spent in the indoctrination mills of public education, where they're taught things like, let's figure out how to be more transgender. How do we turn around and sexualize our elementary school children? These are beginning to have their long-term effects, and we've got to put up a firewall and let the abortion laws of this state say, listen, killing children is not birth control.
Well, that's a good segue there, Dave.
Life in this state.
We are going to value life in this state. I think you're right. We're going to go further to end birth control abortions in South Carolina. I'm certainly a co-sponsor of that effort, and we're going to make it happen. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about briefly some education initiatives. You mentioned those 16,000 hours I referred to. I want to get the president of Palmetto Family Council's opinion on education policy in the state. So, Dave Wilson, hold through the break. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll take your calls after we talk to Dave on the flip side of the break. You can text us, though, at the Big Rock text line, 877-235-9405. This is South Carolina Senator Josh Kimbrell in for Joey Hudson. Stick with us. We're back on the flip side of the break. Welcome back into the show. Glad to be with you on... It is Free Speech Friday, and I'm here to take all the questions you have. Now, we're going to finish up a conversation first, though, with my friend Dave Wilson from Palmetto Family Council. During the break, one of the folks that texted in on the Big Rock text line said two things. Number one, can we get you to move to North Carolina? No, I'm going to stay here and defend South Carolina. Y'all got to get rid of Roy Cooper up there, though. And number two, we need more senators like you. How about abortions for Democrats only? If we can't vote them out, we can breed them out. Well, okay, so I know you're being funny, and you're taking a little line from Braveheart there with the king, saying, can't get them out, we'll breed them out. Ultimately, of course, I'm pro-life across the board, and as I'm sure you are. But you don't have to have abortions for Democrats to be bred out, because the folks that have kids are the people who, frankly, believe in family values, who believe in life. The vast majority of people in this country that have children and raise children now tend to be more conservative anyways. That's a great segue to my friend Dave Wilson here from Palmetto Family Council. What are you up to now, Dave? Like 10? You got 10 kids, don't you?
And kids, you know, it's interesting. I only have five that still live at home now, and it's like staycation at my house most of the time. But yeah, I mean, the thing that we look at right now is when people have children and they start coming to this place of, I've got to take responsibility, they begin to realize, oh, wait, paying taxes means something. Having responsibility means something. And they begin to realize all those liberal ideas that they thought were so great in their 20s, they get to their 30s and 40s and go, wait a minute, wait, I need to keep more of my money. I don't want government getting in my business. As a matter of fact, I want to be the ones who are raising my kids and not the government. Yeah. And that's where I think we started talking about what needs to be done in different policies. I mean, education is a prime example.
Well, and that's what I want to go to now, is talking about those 16,000 hours, because I've talked about that a lot on the show today. And, you know, I'm just going to be a shameless self-promoter of my own legislative agenda here. I am assuming Palmetto Family Council is going to support Senator Kimbrell's initiatives to permanently eliminate
critical... I'm driving the bulldozer behind you, in front of you, man, clearing the way.
Well, we're going to get... I mean, look, we got rid of critical race theory as a budget proviso. We need to permanently ban critical race theory. I've pre-filed that. We need to make sure we're not giving this sex ed indoctrination to kids in kindergarten and first grade. We got to put an end to that craziness. I mean, these are basic things, Dave, that we need to do to defend the rights of parents, put parents in charge. And Senator Loftus here in Greenville, he and I together have filed a parental rights bill that didn't get anywhere this past session. We're going to try it again next session. These are critical steps to putting parents back in charge of their children's education, rooting out indoctrination in education, and ensuring that we actually have not only parental involvement, but education versus an agenda in South Carolina public schools. Let's talk about PFC's response to that.
Well, it's kind of like what we talked about before the break. You know, when we were at the abortion rallies that were going on yesterday at the state house, a woman said, you know, these children that are going to be born, they're going to be wards of the state. And I said, I'm going to stop the argument right here, right now, because this is just going to get out of hand. There is no way in this world a parent who loves their children, parents are going to turn around and voluntarily give them over as wards to the state, for the state to start making decisions about how they're raised, the things that they're are going to be the values that they share. And yet we have this mentality, we have this blind mentality that turns around and says, well, we should just give our kids over to the education system for 16,000 hours of their lifetime and let them teach them. But they're not teaching them anymore, Josh. They're indoctrinating them. We are past academics, and we're now getting into an ideological brainwashing session. when you start talking about critical race theory, when you start about talking about the LGBTQ agenda, how do we teach our kids what transgenderism is? Where are they intersectionality? All of these pieces. And that's where we're totally behind efforts in the South Carolina Senate with Senator Kimbrell, with Senator Loftus, with our conservative members of the legislature to say, it is time to put a firewall around our families and let parents be parents and get the government out of the way.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Before we got to move on, take all these callers here, Dave Wilson. But how do people keep up with Palmetto Family Council, the work y'all are doing, how they support you? What's a way to connect?
Best way to get a hold of us, go to palmettofamily.org or go to your smartphone, pull up your app store and download the Palmetto Family app on your phone. You can do that. You can catch up with the fastest growing conservative podcast in South Carolina that we put on the Palmetto Family Matters podcast. But catch up with us, download that app, or catch us on palmettofamily.org.
Palmettofamily.org. Dave Wilson, president of the Palmetto Family Council. Appreciate all you do. Keep up the good work, my friend.
Thanks, my friend.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.